The 9/11 attack spurred the war on terror, with a home front defense involving increased surveillance powers for the FBI, CIA, and NSA. The Balancing Act is to protect U.S. citizens while not curbing personal freedoms, according to UW-Madison political scientist Donald Downs. Downs says the president has largely set his own rules, which hasn't fared well with allies here and abroad.
Bush isn't very strong in the war on terror, but he hasn't worked with Congress very closely. He hasn't worked with other groups to try to refashion the legal standards that will represent a principled balance between liberty and security that can respond to our needs.
We need to rise up and fight to make sure that the erosion of our civil liberties becomes a temporary rather than a permanent state of affairs.
UW-Madison folklore lecturer Kevin Barrett says 5 years after 9/11 finds America essentially in a police state. Barrett has challenged the official version of the terrorist attacks, saying it was an inside job designed to further the U.S.'s own economic and political interests across the Middle East. He says people may lose their liberties forever if they don't challenge the administration's actions.
We need to speak out against the blatantly bogus so-called war on terror, telling us Muslims are going to blow up planes by mixing shampoos with toothpaste. This is so ridiculous. Just laughing it out of court might be the best strategy.
Both Barrett and Downs have books coming out about post-9/11 America. Meanwhile, President Bush has defended unwarranted wiretapping and the Patriot Act, arguing that they are effective tools in detecting and thwarting potential terrorism within the nation. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.